Yo, you already know what it is. It's Tuesday, it's 4 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for Brooklyn Bandstand, and it's your host, the best in the world, Ben Lewis, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And every week, you know how I do,
hey,
people.
Hey.
You got the best guest that I could possibly get my hands on. And today, we got Kid Wolf.
That's so flattering.
Keys Van Gogh.
Hey. Yay.
Neighborhood.
And 40 Ounce Sparks.
Hey.
What's going on, brother?
You forgot the neighborhood, though.
It's Neighborhood Sparks.
Oh, Neighborhood Sparks. I'm sorry. My bad.
Damn. The song is 40 Ounce.
Oh, there you go. That's why I got mixed up. You know what? I'm just going to take my headphones off and leave. I'm sorry, guys.
I feel you.
Damn. I'm sorry. Damn. I have one shot. At the
I'm lit.
Slade.
Oh, you slide the door. Shut. Yeah. You know, we want people walking up in our conversation. You know,
hell no.
Nah, but I'm happy to have you fellas on, man. Appreciate y'all for coming through.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all found a place. All right, you know, we in a hole in the wall, and
it's cool. I like people, it. It's cozy.
Hey, this is luxury, man.
Word. I like the colors.
Word. Well, you see how I set bright. Y'all. You see how I set y'all up to give me the compliment. Yeah. Thank you. It's a nice setup we have there. I appreciate it. Oh man, but. I'm excited because we got some dope music to get into, man. We got Kid Wolf in the building.
Hey.
Oh, listen.
Hey.
The style you call, what's it called? Trap metal?
Yeah.
Trap metal.
Leader of cult.
Yes, man. And it's definitely an interesting sound. It's definitely a unique sound. It's not a sound that I've heard. I've been doing this for a little bit, and I've been hearing music from a lot of different artists. And I can honestly say that there's nothing... That I haven't heard anything that sounded like the music that you sent me.
Damn.
So,
appreciate it.
For sure, man. It's how did you find that like unique sound, that unique lane for you to kind of go into and decide like, okay, this is the sound that I'm gonna go with, and this is how I'm gonna make my music.
Just listening to a lot of other music,
right?
Not being closed in the box, hanging out with different bands and. Fucking Keys teaching me how to produce and shit, my own shit, which gave me an ear for my own music.
Yeah.
That really, like, all of those influences came together and just made Wolf.
Yeah. Was Kid Wolf always the name that you went by? No,
I had some dumbass names.
I always
we can talk.
Cinco.
Niggas that know me, like, from when I was a kid, know all the crazy names I had.
Yo, it's always funny when I talk to artists because the name. 95% of the time, the name that you have when I meet a lot of artists is not the name you started out with.
Mm-mm.
Especially if you started making music at like 13, 14.
Word. I could run through the names.
You went through some stupid names.
Hell yeah. And based on what people call me, tells me where they knew me at in life.
So
and
so
still refer to you.
And still refer to me.
Oh,
as
you
that.
Met him when. Oh, all right.
I refer to him at his actual name.
Yeah,
like his real name, like I call him by that shit all the time.
So you've known him like before, like
now he's known me since I was a kid, like 15.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Wow, okay. So y'all go way
back. I was like fucking like 11 years old, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was kids.
So what were some of the names that you had? What were some of the names that you had?
All right. So the one of the first ones was Quattro Cinco.
Quattro Cinco.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
It was fire.
No.
I had some bars behind that name.
Can I throw one out there real quick? Amadi Brasco.
Amadi Brasco.
That was cool.
I was
figuring myself out. I didn't know myself.
But it was Donnie Brasco.
There was Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
How
you got that name, bro? How you got that name?
Which one, Donnie Brasco?
Yeah.
I was... Which one? Quattro Cinco?
Nah, another one.
I don't remember that one.
The whip one.
Look, he tried to forget that one.
What, Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang.
That wasn't my rap name, though.
Nah.
But to be fair, Donnie Brasco, that movie, what's the name? Donnie whatever something movie.
That is the movie.
That was a dope movie.
Okay.
And I got the name from that. My government name is Donnell Amadi.
Uh-huh.
I don't connect with the name Donnell. Never did. Talked to my mom about it several times. Like, why'd you even name it that?
Why don't you like the name, though?
It just doesn't fit me. Like,
Darnell is a good name.
Oh, even that's the way nice... you say it is cringeworthy.
Donnell.
Darnell. Is it Darnell or Donnell?
D-O-N-N-E-L.
Oh, Donnell. Yeah. Oh, Yeah, that's a weird name.
Exactly.
But
so then I thought it was dark. I talked to my mom because, you know, I didn't want to disrespect my mom. So I'm like, I want to go by my last name. Like, and she was cool with it. She's like, yeah, like, I get it. You never really answer to that name anyway. And so I went by, started going by Amadi. So that's when Amadi Brasco, all these names with Amadi started coming.
Yeah.
Because I was, at the time, I was trying to like fuse my personal life in with my artistry life. And it's like, you know, what other way to do that than actually include your name?
Right.
And so that's when Amadi Brasco.
So how did you settle on Kid Wolf? Like, it's Kid Wolf, the name you're going to have going forward.
Everything made sense with Kid Wolf. That's when I like basically found my sound, becoming Kid Wolf. And I remember having to have a conversation with people like, yo, I got this name changed one more time. This is it. And everybody's like, come on, bro. Like, again, you're going to change your whole name, everything again.
How much music did you release as like with the other names versus... Like, I know you have a huge catalog as far as Kid Wolf, but like...
I have a whole mixtape as Amadi Brasco.
Amadi Brasco.
Which he produced all of it. It's like 13 songs.
Was it any good?
It was ahead of his time, to be honest.
Keys, was it mixtape?
We was definitely...
You can play it. It's called The Intern.
Ahead of our time. We had... I mean, you hear some old Keys on there before I was Keys Man Go.
He was Future Keys before that.
Somebody just sent me a picture of my business card.
Damn.
That had Future Keys. I had like one of those cabbie hats. Like, that was cool. Like, a few years ago. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Cabbie hats. I always had the shades.
Yeah.
I've always been an asshole. But
that whole mixtape was ahead of its time. This was like 2012, 2013.
We linked up. Yeah.
So the three of y'all have been rocking with each other for how many years now?
Probably since 2012.
I would say, I'm new to the group right now, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, you know, they've been doing it.
He's new to the business side of the group.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
he's
always been around.
Yeah. You said that,
He just started like taking music serious.
Cool.
So we got Kid Wolf in the building, Keys Van Gogh and Neighborhood Sparks in the building.
Yeah.
So what made you like, how long have, would you say that you've been taking music seriously? And what was that turning point for you to say, you know what, let me take this seriously because this is something that I can actually do?
All right. So, well, basically, like, you know, I was doing music on my own, whatever.
Right.
And I seen my brothers, you know, they was taking it to a different, like, you know, echelon. And I'm like, yo, I need to get a part with my group, you know what I mean? With my brothers, you know what I mean? And I was like, yo, I just got to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got to take my step forward and just do what I got to do to support my brothers.
And just believe in yourself, that's it.
Yeah, basically.
That's dope, man. So this is dope, man. Like, when I met you guys, I met Keys a while ago, but as far as Kid and Neighborhood Sparks goes, man, I met y'all like not too long ago. And first of all, I'm not sure how I got home that night, but I appreciate y'all brothers for
no problem.
Shots. NBC Collective, Ryan, Silver Factory.
I've given up on driving to their event.
That's what happens when you come to.
I just stopped driving to MDC events. Yeah. You know, I'll just like, you know what? I'll take an Uber. I'll take a Lyft. I don't really fool with Uber, but I'll take
Lyft
a Lyft.
Is cool. Lyft. I've been fucking with Lyft. Uber gave me the 40% off like 2 months in a row.
Well, so when we take a break, send me your login information.
Let me get that 40%.
Yeah, you got 40% off over there. You know, but I'm happy to have y'all in the building once again, man.
Likewise.
You just released a single, Kid, right?
Yeah.
The Weeknd, man. Tell us a little bit about that track that you just dropped.
It's just a truthful track. Like, it's not. I see a lot of people talking about, oh, like the new generation like promotes like drug use and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And me personally, it's like, all right, the older generation, which I'm not that far from, used to promote violence and shit. Like, I used to listen to Styles P and all these dudes heavy.
Very true.
And it was very criminal minded songs. And it's like, all right, so you want to bash the kids for talking about what they're used to doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you was out gang banging and stabbing people, robbing people and talking about that on tracks, it was cool. Like, that's what you did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like that's that separation in hip hop and stuff right now that goes on and still goes on. Where there's just this lack of understanding between generations, which is why you can go to a rock concert
and there's multi generations in that concert.
Yeah,
grandparents, the kids, kids, and they all appreciate the music. But you don't have that in hip hop. It's sectional.
It's like a disconnect in hip hop,
and we got to find a way to like blur the line somehow.
Yo, on some real shit, I do not respect the motherfucking. Can I curse?
Nah, you good. You good.
All right. Because
radio uncensored, baby.
All right, cool. Because you know you how you got Bone Thugs and Harmony and how they beefing with Migos and all that like the old nigga, new nigga rap
it's
shit.
It's just always
like,
egos.
Yeah. Like, I don't respect that shit at all. I respect the whole craft.
Mm-hmm.
Music is going to always, is always going to build. It's always going to evolve. You know what I mean? So, Whatever we come out with as new artists, like, I think the older people should respect that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it's good.
Yeah.
But there's some trash out there.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. You know, I tend to agree with you guys because, like, I am one who, first of all, I tried my best to respect all forms of art. And that's what music is. It's art. Just because it's different from what we heard in the early 2000s and the 90s. Doesn't mean that it's not good. Yeah. And
there's
think
there's also some suspect and like there's some suspect music that came out of it in
yeah,
thousands.
Exactly.
There's a lot of suspect
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. This
wasn't easily accessible.
It's always been suspect shit. Like, I mean, exactly. Even the way people dress, like it's yeah. I mean, again,
right,
like,
but everyone is trying to put the blame on the new generation and the new school of artists, and it's just like, yo, everything wasn't great.
Yeah.
In the 90s and the early 2000s.
It just feels salty as fuck. That's what it is.
I think that's what it is too.
It's salty.
And shout out to, there are some old school older artists who do, you know, who do respect what the new generation is putting out.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those get off my porch people. There are those back in my day people who no matter what they hear, it's not as good as all this stuff today is trash. And I hate hearing that.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that because all the stuff today is not trash. There's a lot of great art. There's a lot of great music.
You just got to be able to find it.
Exactly. You got to be able to find
it. Digital crate digging.
And you can't be closed-minded. You can't go into it thinking like, oh, this whoever this kid is, whoever this guy is not as good as what I used to hear in the 90s. Once you have that mindset, you're not going to enjoy anything that you hear today. But we're going to get into Kid Wolf's new single, The Weeknd, right here on Brooklyn Bandstand.
Hey.
Radio Free Brooklyn. You already know what it is. The best in the world, Ben Lewis.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay tuned at 4:30. We got those show listings coming up for you guys. It's The Weeknd right here on Brooklyn Bandstand.
Like it's the weekend, no more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend, no more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend, no more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend, no more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Popping all these pills and they not working, trying to stop the pain and I'm from hurting. They not working, they not working, no, no. One thing's for sure and two's for certain. I swear they pick up deeper than a surgeon. But I'm determined and I'm headed on. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend. No more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend. No more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend. No more feels, I'm off on the deep end. Pop pills, do drugs like it's the weekend. No more feels, I'm off on the deep end.
Yes, that was The Weeknd by Kid Wolf. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we got Kid Wolf in the building, Keys Van Gogh, and Neighborhood Sparks in the building.
Yeah. Hey. Once Kid again, Wolf, K-I-I-D.
That's right, Kid Wolf with two I's. Before we get back into, you know, the conversation here, just let everyone know, I'm going to give y'all the floor right now to kind of plug yourselves, plug your social media, and whatever else y'all got going on, whatever else y'all got coming up. right now. Y'all can go ahead and do that.
Look, so Kid Wolf, KIIDWOLFE. I got a show. Shout outs to Pink Tacos NYC. Shout outs to freaking Trap Metal Updates. We are all the way live Thursday. Living Room, Living Gallery BK, my fault. You can follow me on Instagram and find out all that information. Thursday, doors are at 7. So if you fuck with mosh pit music and emo rap and all that cool shit, emotional shit, pull up.
Yeah, pull up, pull up, pull up. I go by the name Keys Van Gogh, producer, artist, songwriter. Shout out Radio Free, Radio Free Brooklyn. Follow me on Instagram. That's KEYZVANGO. I got a show coming up February 5th at ENC Studios. That's at Soho. I want to say it's on Bowery, the Soho Hotel.
Ooh, fancy.
That's February 5th. R&B alternative, a little bit electronic. That's what I get into. I got music out. Like I said, follow me, KEYZVANGO.
Listen to that late EP.
Listen to my late EP. I just
volume
dropped
one.
That joint is fire.
Appreciate it, man. We just moving forward. I'm working on new music. Working on some collabs. Working on some collabs with these guys. Got some events coming up that we'll talk about soon. But right now, the focus, we got Kid Wolf coming up, dropping a new single soon, dropping a new video soon. Just keeping the momentum
Harvey
going,
Dent.
Man. Yeah. I didn't want to tease it. But shout out Tommy Rebel. Y'all know who that is. He shot my video for Night.
Right there,
he's at work again. I got more work for him, collabing with a lot of people in Brooklyn, Jersey. Won't mention the names yet, but
he shot the Harvey Dent video. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
When is that supposed to drop?
February. So I'm gonna say February. It's gonna be a crazy
month.
You
don't want to give a exclusive right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Maybe one of the cameras.
I had to try.
For real, we should set that up. Drop that shit here.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yo, it's your boy Neighborhood Sparks. You feel me? I'm here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, you can find me at Neighborhood Sparks with the Z at the end. You know what I mean? On Instagram, you know what I mean?
Hey.
You know I'm doing my shit, man. You know what I mean? I'm with my brothers right here, man. Swerve around town. Yeah, Keys Van Gogh. Yeah, and my boy Kid Wolf. Yeah, you know, he out here, man. You know, dropping new music like it ain't nothing, man.
He coming soon. He got some shit.
Yeah, I got new music too, man. I'm about to drop some too. Yeah, I got my 40-ounce bounce, you know what I mean? Or you could say 40-ounce Skywalker, whatever you want to call it. I got two names for this shit.
Who produced it, though?
At Keys Van Gogh.
Hey.
You know what I mean? He got that lit shit.
He's trying to be low-key humble over there.
Low key. He pisses me off.
Like, he didn't win back-to-back beat battles for the MDC.
Champ.
Listen.
Hey.
Come on, man.
We got a lot of things, man.
You didn't do the third one that they did, right?
Nah, it didn't work out. I had a show.
Damn, he couldn't even show up.
I had it.
Too busy.
It didn't work out. But
Maddie Beats won that last one.
Of course.
Yo, you know what?
That shit was rigged.
Yo, Maddie Beats was close. Beats was close both times that Keys won.
Maddie's
legit.
Shit, yo, he keeps me on the edge of my seat, man. I see him grinding every day. He's always posting.
Yeah, for real.
I'm more of the introvert type, so I don't post as much. I'm trying to.
And he's from Philly. Shout out to Philly, man. He does the damn thing.
Shout out Maddie Beats. Like I said, MDC Collective. I'm supposed to. I think we're working on like another beat battle.
Yeah.
In a different format, but same shit. Shout out Treble, same thing. I do beat battles here and there. I produce, and I'm just rocking out with the homies.
True.
Shout outs to the homie that's not here, Theron.
Yeah,
word. Couldn't make it, but it's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jess.
He's one of the brains behind everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's one of them.
One of them. We got mad brains behind this shit. It's a function.
So I want to get into this sound, man. What you call trap metal? What you call like emo rap or I know, have you been catching a lot of flack for some of the stuff that you talk about?
No, nobody's. The kids just love it.
Right. And this is you're making music about like real shit. Yeah, real experiences that you have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
I wouldn't want to party a whole weekend with you guys.
You sure?
Not the whole weekend. Not the whole weekend.
You only had a couple hours and you was gone.
Yeah. Yo, you'd be fucked up, bro.
Yeah. Well,
it's safe fun though.
Yeah.
I always in moderation. Come
safe for
in
who? Moderation. Safe for who? Yeah.
Just stay hydrated, kids. Drink water.
Word.
Nah, but was that the type of music you made from jump? Like, was
no, hell no.
So how did you come to this sound? How did you come to this trap metal, this emo rap?
Experimenting.
What are some of the sounds that you experimented with before you got to what you?
So initially,
what
I used to
now.
Do in the beginning. We did like a couple like sample based type stuff.
Where you got to give the whole history, man. Because we're
gonna start this from
it's from like A to Z.
A to Z. So we're gonna start from 2011. 2011, I was in college, graduated, went to engineering school. That's where I met this dude. From there, I went to school and I was like, damn, I want to be an artist, but I don't want to engineer. I hate doing this shit. So then I basically slept on his couch for a few months and we figured out the sound. He produced majority of the stuff, like good 95%. It was like one song up there I did that it was trash, but he helped me make it sound good.
Yeah.
The plummet. So yeah, that was called The Intern. That was my first, it was called The Intern because I was like new to the game and just experimenting, trying shit out. And then from there, he taught me like, in order for you to find your own sound, you got to like really be hands-on with production and try it yourself. So that's when I came up with the Wild Child EP. And that's when I was like really trying to like learn production and do it all myself. And that was more like me experimenting with like guitar driven tracks and like drums and just having a bounce to my shit that's different. From there, that's when I put out Lonerville. That was me just like deciding, you know what? Worked with him, worked with myself. Now it's time to like try and reach out to people from online and shit collab. Mm-hmm. So that's when I like was online looking for beats and stuff and would hit up producers like, yo, like I like what you did. Let me record over that, put it out and, you know, give you credit. And that was Lonerville EP. And then we linked up again, worked on the Free For All project. There's one song where I'm playing guitar like up there. It was cool. And that's when I put that out. And we got a single from that called Party, which he's actually on the track. He produced it, everything. Everything's nice, smooth. And from there, that's when I, you know, started going to like a lot of rock shows and like metal shows and stuff and hanging out with my friends from this band called Siler. Which their video just dropped today. Shout out to Siler. Go watch that Shook.
Hey. Shout out Siler, man.
Yeah, shout out to
fucking amazing.
I was there, man.
Yeah, he was in the video.
Yeah.
You was in the video.
Yeah, I got like 2 seconds in it, but like it's all good. Matter. That's my homies right there, man. I love him to death.
Like they introduced
talk about
me to,
like
they introduced me to rock culture like in a different way. Like they brought me to my first Warped Tour. Like
man,
we was on stage and shit.
How fun so is love. Rock culture, man?
Oh,
that's
just like, that is. I got to see real mosh pits. Like
yeah,
not just pushing like, around like
nah,
people swinging fists
my
and
first
fighting.
Show that was at Webster Hall.
Webster Hall, the album release
on Acid. We were all on Acid at that time, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And I'm like dodging like. Kicks
and
like
and
wild
kicks
while also
lit.
Trying to
I
maintain some sort of like clarity or whatever the fuck was going on in my head.
Oh my god,
it was dope, man.
But it was while going to Afropunk.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We literally left Afropunk to go to their album release at Webster. Hall.
Oh yeah,
and then and the progress that they've
I
made.
I took an edible that day too.
Yeah.
the progress they've made, Siler. I mean, like. In just like 2 years, I mean, from Webster Hall, this that was the studio,
yeah, it was,
right?
It was the bottom room.
The bottom room to like, I mean, shit, man. Like they're on tour like all the time,
yeah.
Overseas, it's just crazy. It's always refreshing, like from a war town perspective, to like,
it's inspirational
to always see like, I don't know, man. Like it's just like
it's just witnessing it's just the growth,
witnessing the growth
right
and,
in front of your face,
yeah.
And it's possible.
It's crazy inspirational. And like I said, like I know it influences his sound. It influences all of us just to see music from a different side of the spectrum
that
traditionally we're used to.
I will say this, man. As much, and this is what I think the artists of this generation realize, it's much more fun to be a rock star than it is to be just like a hip-hop artist.
And yeah.
Cause like that's what I see from like the Playboi Cartis, the Ray Shrummans, like the way they live.
Yo,
the way
you know Swae Lee's like number 5 on Spotify, like most listened to artist ever.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think Swae Lee's great, to be honest. Like,
no, he's top 5.
Yeah.
Most listened, like it was like 440 like billion or something.
I think he makes great records. I think Unforgettable. The joint
yo,
he made
I've been
with
really locked
French.
In.
I thought I didn't. I felt personally that French didn't even have to be on that. I thought Sway Lee could have just dropped that by himself,
right.
And that would
have been
a great.
Yeah, but French being on it made it connect with the hood.
I guess
in a different way.
True.
It made the hood listen.
The record would have done amazing.
It was a business move.
That's what I mean.
The record would have done amazing.
Yeah, the record would have done amazing without French on it anyway.
Yeah.
That record was more so to prepare people for what Sway Lee was coming up with on this last album, which is like his section of the album is just all pop vibes.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Dope
even
bro.
Myself
like,
right now,
dope.
Like I'm like I studied that a little bit just because it's like between Calvin Harris, Sway Lee, that sort of vibe. Like that's a little bit R&B electronic vibes that I fuck with. So it's crazy to see someone come from, like I said, Sway Lee trap vibes to like that sound. Same with X. You know, same thing. We seeing like
moral of the story, don't put us in a box.
Yeah.
We trying to work time as a boat.
I see that cause Key's got like his like a R&B sound to him. He got, you know, but it's not like strictly like I wouldn't call you the king of R&B, but
I wouldn't dare. Yeah.
Yeah, but that joint,
now who would you call the king of R&B? I need to hear this.
The king of R&B.
That's a sensitive topic right now, considering
the person that I would have.
No, I want to hear it. Come on, we being honest.
It's
Radio Free
who
Brooklyn.
Talking about Jacquees or whatever his name is.
Well,
nah, man. I mean, we talking.
I don't think really now in this generation, I don't think anyone's really making R&B anymore. Anyway, to be honest,
it doesn't matter generation wise.
It's generation wise.
Who do you think is the king of R&B? I'm gonna interview you for a second,
man.
Just say it, don't be scared.
Well, I was, you know, R. Kelly was to me.
Well, who's the king of R&B now?
Mm. Oh, now.
Now.
Oh, now. Chris Brown.
All right.
Chris Brown.
All right.
I gotta say. Okay. Even though he has a questionable, you know, history
of violence
toward against women, which I'm not a fan of, but Chris Brown, man. He, to me, as far as R&B goes, him, Miguel.
Miguel is so underrated.
Yeah, Miguel
gone,
is extremely
don't
underrated.
Sleep on The Dream and The Weeknd.
Who?
The Dream? Don't sleep on The Dream.
Nah. He just dropped 40 tracks.
Oh, he old.
40 tracks.
I don't really listen
to
The Dream.
The Dream is older.
Like
The Dream is older,
matter.
Man.
Yeah, The Weeknd.
What was I, like 13?
Next door, you know?
Yeah, I was like 13 when The Dream was dropping music. Like,
he just dropped some fire. I'm a fan. You know what it is? Like, The Dream influenced me as an R&B writer.
Well, listen.
So I always go back to
any album that has more than 8 songs is going to take me like a month to listen to.
Right.
Yeah. Chris Brown did that too. I'm not a fan of that.
I still haven't finished Chris Brown.
Anybody out here can hear that. Yeah, like, don't drop 40 songs.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't do
more. I don't got that kind of time. I do got that kind of time, but I don't have that kind of time.
Nah.
You know? But we're going to get to another song, another Kid Wolf song. We got the joint Party. That we was talking about. Tell us a little bit about that track. Introduce it to the listeners
before we get into it. Listen to the verses. That's the story. Listen to the hook. Key's been going the hook. It's going down at the party.
Keys, you singing on that one?
I'm doing a different type of. I'm a Gemini, so I give different. I mean, shit. Half the
I'm
time.
I'm a Gemini.
I'm different on this track. I am singing, if that's what you want to call it. But yeah, I mean, it was influenced by several events that happened and still happen sometimes. I mean, it's just a fun track, man. It's a fun track.
All right, man.
That's literally.
So
where
here
it
is,
from.
Man. This is Party. This is Kid Wolf in the building. Keys Van Gogh, Neighborhood Sparks in
Wartown.
The building.
Wartown.
It's Brooklyn. Wartown? That's the name of the team?
Yeah, Wartown.
Okay,
Word
Around
Town.
We're
getting
town.
To that.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all was promoting violence. I was going to say that the thoughts and concerns Radio Free Brooklyn.
It stands for Word Around Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to go through the whole spiel that y'all don't reflect
you
what
understand
Wartown
what the whole
meaning is. We at war with music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll get back. We'll
yeah,
get,
we going to get into that after this joint right here. This is Party with Kid Wolf right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, Brooklyn Bandstand. Everyone, stay tuned. We got those show listings coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey.
I heard it's going down at the
party.
I heard we smoking pounds at the
party.
Don't bring your bitch around to the
party.
She might end up face down at the
party. all damn, that nigga like kinda tipsy. Smoking on a pound of trees, goddamn, that nigga like kinda dizzy. Girls on top of girls, get your freak on. Oh, now that's that missy missy. Split an eighth, the shrooms and half is going down for the night that 50-50. Hey, ho, you know what's up? Tell your friend, yeah, can I get a nut? Fuck around, probably put it in a butt. I swear one round probably wouldn't be enough. Lines on the table, tell them slow down. If you ain't know, we them boys, ask around. Motherfuckers, now you know now.
I heard it's going down at the
party. Down, down, down.
I heard we smoking pounds at the
party.
Don't bring your bitch around to the
party.
She might end up face down at the
party.
Hey, hey, word around town, we the
party.
You can tell this by the
took a minute, was like, nah, fuck that bitch. Some niggas snoring, passed it off. I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. If I ain't roll it, pass it over. I'm like, nah, I can't trust that shit. I'm MC Hammer with the flows on the mic. Niggas can't touch this shit. I used to lay in bed all day and watch vlogs and them interviews. Waiting on the day that my life blow up bigger than them inner tubes. Drank so much whiskey, my liver filled up bigger than a swimming pool. It's Kid Wolf, gang, 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 in this thing. Motherfucker, we got shit to prove.
I heard it's going down at the
party. Down, down, down.
I heard we smoking pounds at the
party.
Don't bring your bitch around to the
party.
She might end up face down at the
party.
Hey, hey, word around town, we the
party.
You can tell this by the sound at the
party.
Now we don't play around at the
party.
Don't end up lost and found at the
party.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Free Brooklyn. Brooklyn Bandstand's the best in the world. Ben Lewis hosting on this Tuesday, like I do every single Tuesday. We got Wartown in the building, right? Hey. We got Kid Wolf, Keys Van Gogh, and Neighborhood Sparks in the building.
Hey.
You already know what it is. It's after 4:30, so we got those show listings. Everything going down in New York City tonight. You know your boy Ben Lewis got you. So tonight at the Alphaville, Priestess, Animal Show, and Jesserit will be performing. It's a 21 and over show. $8 for the ticket. 8 p.m. is the start time. Chloe Lilac, Tiny Deaths will be at Baby's All Right. That's a $12 ticket, 21 and over to get in. 7 p.m. is the start time. Corey Wong and Emily Browning will be at Bowery Ballroom, $20 for the ticket, 18 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Daily and JMSN will be at Brooklyn Bowl. That is a $22 ticket, 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Allen Trilogy Language and Essie Echo Moth will be at Gold Sounds Bar, 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Bring Me the Horizon, Thrice, and The Fever 333 will be at Hammerstein Ballroom. All ages are welcome at that show. And that's going down at 7 p.m. Rich Girls and Tula Ruff will be at Mercury Lounge. 9:30 p.m. is the start time. 21 and over to get in. Just before that show, also at the Mercury Lounge, the Brummies, Vlad Holiday, will be performing. That's a 21 and over show. $15 for the ticket. 6:30 p.m. is the start time. Foxanne, Real World, Shapes on Tape, and A. Harlana will be at Sunnyvale. All ages are welcome. And that's going down at 7:30. And last but not least, Bill Orchid and Chris Corsano will be at Union Pool. That show is absolutely free. 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Once again, Union Pool, free show going down tonight. And that concludes our show list for this Tuesday, January 29th.
I love Union Pool.
Union Pool is dope. I've never been there before. They got good tacos. Huh?
It's a whole taco truck in the back of like their space.
Better than Poppy that be at the in front of the L train over here.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Try it. Sometimes. you know, sometimes it's
hit or miss.
So, Kid, man, you got a show coming up this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about that a little bit.
All right. The Living Gallery, BK.
Uh-huh.
Follow my Instagram for all the details. Shout out to Pink Tacos.
Right.
Pink Tacos NYC Trap Metal Updates.
Yes.
They're the ones who are hosting the event.
Yes.
Really proud of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Basically putting on for the scene and the culture, doing it in major ways. And yeah, they booked me for the show, and it's going down in history as my first show for 2019 and setting me up for a good 2019.
Yeah, man, that's important, man, because it is the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and you want to set yourself up to have, I know you've probably made a lot of, like, I met you late in 2018, like damn mm-hmm. near the end of the year.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, you know, 2018 for a lot of people, from what I get, especially from social media, 2018 wasn't a great year for a lot of people.
No.
You know, it was.
I was living my best and worst life simultaneously.
Well, it's more of a learning process.
I was living my worst life in 2018.
No, it was my best and worst life. I was getting out of a bad relationship, but also getting my studio in Brooklyn with these guys.
You and me both, brother.
It was just up and down at the same time. It was ridiculous. But
yeah, man,
that's what friends are for, keeping you.
That's
pushing
right.
through the hard times and shit, keep you grounded, mm-hmm. keep you focused.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're here.
That's right, man. Neighborhood Sparks, man. So, you sent me a record, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
And we want to get into that a little bit, but I want to talk about your musical journey for a bit. You know, Keys, you know, Keys had a whole show dedicated to him, so we're not even going to focus on him. But now, you said you recently, like, you really just started taking music seriously. You knew these two for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
But, again, you just, like, started taking it seriously. So, are you, do you have the trap metal sound as well? Like, what is your sound, and what do you want people to get when they listen to a Neighborhood Sparks record?
Well, when you listen to a Neighborhood Sparks record, you're going to hear a lot of different sounds. Because the thing with me, like, when I take artistry to, like, a different level, basically also, like, whatever producers I'm working with, I like to, like, feed off of their energy so I can, like, deliver, like, you know, what they're trying to portray to me so I can portray that to them, you know what I mean? But, like, you know what I mean, like, if you listen to my music, you're gonna, like, get a really good feel about it, you know what I mean? Like, it's really gonna, like, get
so
to
it's
you.
A vibe. He got
yeah,
his own vibe.
It's a vibe, like, basically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because when I first met you, man, the you was about to perform, and the track yeah. sounded great. Like, to me, I liked the track. Although it was a pump fake, you didn't get to really perform.
Yeah, he didn't even know he was performing.
Yeah, he didn't know.
We just threw him out there.
But when it started playing, I was like, oh, okay, this is something. Yeah. But, you know, it turned out to not be what you intended it to be.
Nah.
But you did send me a track, and we want to get into it, man. Yeah. You sent me, it was a 40-ounce
Skywalker.
40-ounce Skywalker, man. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that before we get into it.
All right, so basically, it was me, Wolf, and Keys. We were chilling at Keys' crib. And, you know, he had a setup at his crib, like, you know, his own home studio setup.
I didn't know that.
He's
always working.
Is that so? Huh?
So, yeah, like,
making that producer money, huh?
So, we was at
I got in the wrong business.
Nah, you in the right business, man.
Nah, but we was at his crib, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, first of all, like, I was listening to a beat, and then it was off of YouTube and shit, and Keys was like, yo, why are you listening to that shit? Like I'm right here.
Like, let's just
produce. So I'm like, all right, whatever, Keys, like, make some beat. So Keys made the beat, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I instantly just closed the YouTube, and I'm like, yeah, know what I mean? Like, I'm about to, like, fucking just record over this shit. So I started recording. Started, like, freestyling, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing my own shit, you know what I mean? Then I came up with this song. And then that's how 40-ounce Skywalker came, like, just off of the vibes.
Drinking 40 ounces. That's what
it was.
We were drinking 40 ounces.
I haven't had a 40 ounce in a
while. It was one of those days.
I get the feeling that y'all three brothers get real lit.
Yeah. Nah, we ain't shameful with it either. Like, we'll drink whatever.
Like me, I'm the party motherfucker. Yeah. These niggas know that shit.
I'm gonna come to the show on Thursday. I'm gonna stay away from y'all.
No, you good. I will monitor your drinking for you.
Well,
if you come around me, you raging.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. I don't know what raging is, but it don't sound like something I want to do.
No. Raging is great because raging is like when the music hits you.
You just
in the vibe.
Whatever emotion you want to
have fun. Raging is all about fun.
Comes out.
It sounds bad, like a bad annotation, whatever, but it's really good. Like, Raging is good.
It's just
for
expression
the soul.
Of self.
Yeah, expression.
It's just whatever's releasing. In the moment.
Well, I got a show Friday morning, so I don't know if I want to do that Thursday night.
All right, well, the cool thing about Thursday is the doors are at 7 and it's over by 11.
Yeah, it's a dope experience.
Oh, so you like, got real time to sleep off your fucked upness.
Yeah. It's on purpose.
There's a lot of that.
But, okay.
Yeah, it's all in good, you know, good intentions. Yeah.
It's just a safe space for people to have fun and just like be out there and express themselves without running out there stabbing people up and shit. It's like, yo, bro, like come to the show and just let out your anger in a good way.
Because I'm here Thursday.
It's like, I mean, it's a very punk environment. Yeah. In terms of
you said it starts at 7 because I'm here Thursdays from 5 to 7.
Yeah. Okay.
For Ben Talks, you're on right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Tune in every single Thursday at 5 p.m.
Exactly.
But. So it's Thursday, 7 o'clock. That's when
that
the
plug
show
was
starts.
Smooth, man.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for a while. So you know,
I'm taking notes. Nice.
You know, I can't write dope songs like you fellas can. I can't make beats or nothing, but I sure as hell can talk. Yeah. But we're gonna get into 40 Ounce Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited to hear this one, man.
Okay.
And then you got a freestyle coming up?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Are we doing that?
Okay. Yeah, we doing that.
Can I pull out my phone like Drake?
Hey, a freestyle is a freestyle.
Can I touch the city flex? Y'all
listen,
don't remember that.
The freestyle is a
Yo,
freestyle.
So this is
as long as you wrote it today. If you wrote it today on your phone.
It's an unreleased version.
Unreleased.
That we're about to
unreleased.
Hear right now.
Oh. Yeah, this ain't
straight
out
we got
the
a, pot.
We got a Brooklyn bandstand exclusive.
Yeah. Straight out
well,
the pot.
You know, I feel honored that you decided to debut this track on my show.
All love,
you know,
man.
But here it is. We're not going to waste no more time. We're going to get right into this 40-Ounce Skywalker by Neighborhood Sparks right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Brooklyn Bandstand, the best in the world. Ben Lewis, we'll be right back.
Produced by Keys Van Gogh.
I'm on my level, won't you please quit the fucking talking? Man, I never touch the ground, cause I swear I do this fucking often. When I walk, walk, and I ain't afraid of
when I walk, walk through. When I walk, walk through. Man, I feel like the man when I walk, walk through. Couple grand on me when I walk, walk through. Ay, ay, when I walk, walk through. Ay, ay, when I walk, walk through. Bitches on my nerves, man, I kick them to the curb. Black on black, dang, they just watching where he swerve. Big apple nigga, bitches love the way I slur. Ice on my body got me feeling like a polar bear. Rocks on my neck, I don't need no respect. Cut the check, run through the cash, pop another check. Money on my line, so I don't disconnect. Dollar signs in the eyes, so she call me Bridget Rich. Ride around in the trap, call my whip clean. Candy girl, lick me up like I'm ice cream. Got the chip forever lit, this is testing. Crash course for the dummies that are texting.
Play for days, I got her, she dates. In my car, round Becky and Felatio. On the radio, coming on your bitch might drown. Neighborhood, fucking bitches in your town. World around town, I be putting it down. She gon' get her shit blown. Rollin' got me feeling so. Always gotta stop for. And he put me in the zone. I'm so high, I feel alone. Yeah. Money call on my telephone. Yeah. She a dog, I give a bone. Yeah. Ass off in silicone. Yeah. Like a toast. 40 ounces to smokers. My gang don't fuck opposes. Don't let me have to expose it. I couldn't be any closer. I'm on the buns like cold cuts. Tie knots, I slip knots. 40 ounce Skywalker.
Walk, walk through.
Yes, that was Neighborhood Sparks.
Yeah,
feel like I'm Skywalker. Hmm. And that's the thing, like the every one of y'all have a different sound.
Yes.
Like yes, your record didn't sound anything like anything out here from Keys, and Keys' music doesn't sound like anything out here from Kid.
Nah.
And that is definitely an asset to a group where everybody has a different sound.
Word around town.
Yeah, word around town. Like first of all, that's dope. I gotta compliment y'all for that. For everybody having a different sound and allowing just you guys allowing everyone to kind of evolve in their own space.
Yes.
And it just helps y'all cover a lot of ground as far as the music goes.
For sure.
Right, right,
but
right.
I want to get into real quick before we get into the freestyle, because again, I didn't put usually, you know what I'm saying, I didn't put a gun to
Neighborhood's head.
Neighborhood's head. You know what I'm saying? He just said, yo, you know I'm a freestyle.
Of course.
If you don't let me, it's gonna be a problem. It's like, hey, you know what? I don't want no trouble.
Nope.
I'm gonna let you freestyle. Nah. You know what I'm saying? But Word Around Town. That's the group. You know, how did that come about? And
how did it come about?
What's the goal for you guys for 2019? What y'all trying to do for 2019?
If I may. You Word might. Around Town, hey. It just sort of came about like over time, the same way that we all linked up over time. Like we all been brothers for a minute, and you know, we all went through transitions, and as artists and creators, we all went through transitions and trying to fight stereotypes. Like I said, I mean, he went through several different transitions as an artist. We all did. Even myself as a producer, and it just over time made sense. Word Around Town, like we wanted to spread the word of just creativity without boundaries.
Yeah.
So literally within the acronym of Word Around Town is the word War Town, which in between the acronym is the word war and art. And we feel like we're sort of like at war with the freedom to create art. And we didn't want to like be marginalized
or put in a box.
Put in a box like by, you know, like what the industry says is like, oh, you're a singer, so you have to sing, you got to do this and that. And I think like we're in this state right now, I think in 2019,
where we had artists. It's a great and bad place.
We had artists like X, we had artists like Drake, and Kanye's been doing it from jump, but it's like
Soulja Boy.
Shout out to Big Draco, man.
Draco.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Big Draco, man.
Tiger.
Nah, awesome real. Awesome real.
He is an influencer.
Listen. Yeah, my first semester away from in college. I was like,
crank that.
I was all the way upstate New York, and I had a little girlfriend at the time.
Okay,
and yo,
I got a drop on Kiss Me on Soulja Boy.
Yo, Kiss Me Through the Phone was one of the joints. I would be like, yo, this is for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a song you dedicate.
Yeah, we can't see each other right now because I'm all up here. You know, at the time I had the NFL.
They still had
NFL dreams back then.
They still had sidekicks then.
You know what? We did.
The Sidekick flip phone.
I don't appreciate you showing my age like
chirps.
That. But
Nextel chirps and all that shit.
I ain't that old neighborhood.
Damn.
Where you at? The where you at commercial?
Damn.
I ain't that old. We had
Sidekick. I was chirping it up.
Yeah, those are the trap phones.
Nah, the Sidekick LX and the Sidekick Mini had just dropped when I was in college. Ooh, yeah. LX, that you know what I'm saying? Smooth. But, you know, Kiss Me Through the Phone was the joint. I would call him my little shorty. You know, I'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? This Soulja Boy song, this dedicated to you, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah, fuck that bitch. But anyway, yeah, man, Soulja Boy, Big Draco, man. He's low-key a legend in this game.
Of course.
Yeah, low-key. Because we bought to a lot businesses. Of his shit. Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna ask people why they got so many businesses.
Entrepreneurs.
That's a dumbass.
Why don't you have so many businesses?
That's just a dumbass question.
That was great. That was a great interview. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But yes, man. Before we get into this freestyle, real quick, man.
Yes.
What can I expect from War Time? What can I expect from Kid Wolf, Keys Van Gogh, and Neighborhood Sparks for 2019, man? It's the beginning of the year. What's some of the goals y'all have set out for yourselves?
As War Time?
Yes.
Keys, what we got as War Town?
As War Town, I mean, I think it's just a clash of spreading the word around town. I mean, like
yes, we got great music.
On. we're all three of us happen to be like huge Kid Cudi fans, so yes. We're working on like a, we just want to have a fun night of. We feel like there's a specific market of people that really fuck with Kid Cudi like us. Yeah. And we just want to like have a party and like
and celebration. You know how
there's Drake nights and Kanye nights, and it's like we want to do like a Kid Cudi night, and also to just to meet more people that are like us, on a creative level, on a drug level, whatever
part, yeah, just a party whatever. Level.
We just want to like vibe with people, and that's all a part of us. Just like, you know, like just well, that's coming into our us. Own and just
don't, the only drugs I do is lit on fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be welcomed.
Whatever you do, that's
you know, your like,
yeah.
We're just working on that and just working on spreading the movement. Like I said, I mean, I'm excited personally for Neighborhood Sparks to finally do this thing, man.
Yo, I really enjoyed the track that we just played.
Yo, thank 40 you.
Ounce, 40 track. Ounce.
Thank you.
Skywalker.
Thank you.
Like, I really like that, man. I'm looking forward to the music you got coming out this year.
Thank
man.
You.
Yo, y'all ready for this freestyle?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You ready for this freestyle?
Of course.
Like I said, if it's not up to par, it's still going on my IG.
Fuck it. It's like, all right. Before we even get into this freestyle, uh-huh. whatever, uh-huh. this freestyle is supposed to be a potential song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know what I mean? I'm just dropping it out there as a freestyle. Yeah,
yeah. But before we get into that, one more time, Pink Tacos NYC.
Yes. Right. 31st.
That's right.
Pull up. 31st. Doors are at 7. Follow me on Instagram.
Sim Brooklyn.
That's right, man. Brooklyn Cats.
Pull the fuck up.
You know, if this freestyle sucks, then y'all, you know.
Nah.
You know what? So,
this shit is swaggy. So, fuck it. I'm taking my jacket off for this shit.
Then pull up on Thursday.
I see the look. I see the look on Neighborhood's face.
He ready.
Listen, it's not going to be no whack shit.
Nah, it's going to be some whack shit.
You ready? Now he's just trying to be modest. All right, you ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Let me get everything set up for you real quick.
Yeah. When I stop, somebody jump back on.
Hey, there we go. Ready? All right, yeah, we ready. That's it. That was the freestyle.
Can you turn me up in the headphones a little bit? I'm feeling like Jay. I'm feeling like this is the Rockefeller. This is word time. Hey, whoa, whoa, hey. Yeah, oh. Yeah, 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 said it, ayy, yeah. Vanilla Vans color look like ice cream. FaceTime with your girl on my IG. As a youngin', TB had me living pipe dreams. Now I'm older, living lavish on the big screen. Blurred vision, you can see me with Vizine. Burberry vision on my girl, she's a thickie. Get money, let it flip like a trampoline. My money long, they money short like a quickie. Money libers. Ay, yeah, run it back, ay, yeah, run it back, yeah, yeah, money the prescription, left these hoes in the past and I'm what they missing, they feel for his addiction, cut the phonies off, now my palms keep on itching, keep your girl soaked like the sponge through the dish, they say I'm MIA, but I'm on a mission, stack the money up, now it's long like extensions, I'm a uptown nigga off the two straight, off the two chunk, yeah, run it back, catch it up,
hey, hey, hey. I don't need the beat. I'm sorry. We get this no beat. Please, this no beat. If that's cool. Hey, Kid Wolf. Ooh, what is that? Hey, y'all hype? Y'all ready? So some dark acapella. Shit. Acapella, Kid Wolf.
Go ahead.
Alright. Dear Lord, I come to you a sinner, may I humbly repent for my sins for killing these niggas. Snap when I go in, I have no fucking friends. Hope a meteor hits the earth and causes fucking end. Sick of mankind and they greed. Pussy, money, weed, pollute the fucking air that I breathe. And then cut down the trees, killing us all like they bought us on a sale at Target. Prescription medication is what they use in the auction. I send a T. Fucked up, can't retrace back my family tree. But when I die, I promise all y'all gonna remember me like two chicks. Hanging from nooses, I'm a fucking mutant, suffocating right in the pulpit for some cool shit, bitch.
Hey, can I jump on again?
I got another one.
Oh, you got another one? You got another one?
I do.
Twin Glocks under the seat. Whoever want beef. Pussy boy, I know you're vegan. Leave your nose leaking.
Uh-huh.
I ain't come here for that drama. Fuck your baby mama. Pussy was so good. 2 minutes in, taking off the condom.
Hey.
Wolf fangs right on the dresser. Just a pride to pleasure. It ain't take much to address her. I just applied the pressure. Heard a bone snap when I stretched her. She get an E for effort. Drop dead coat in her mouth. I hope she learned a lesson.
Mm.
Hey, what you got, Sparks?
Hey, I got this shit right here. I said I pop tags like I pop rubber bands. Okay. Catch me in the mall copping all the name brands.
Hey.
Some niggas also blueprints, but I got the plans.
Okay.
I spend a wheel of fortune and that's 100 grand. The OGs told me to hustle hard, keep the 4 pounds, so I stay on my guard. Even got the grands buried in the backyard, that New York money. They got these bitches buzzing on me like my name, honey.
Okay.
Watch the name freeze, looking like igloo, diamond colored all up and in the bezel. Yellow blue, so contagious like they caught the flu. I'm feeling so comfortable, like I'm sitting in a polo bathrobe. Females call me the general. I stretch her, tell her bend down and touch her toes. After that, I kick him out the door. Trust me, she be rushing back for some more.
Hey.
Oh. You can put the beat back on. I'm about to go back off. I don't give a fuck, but you know my dick ain't soft. I'm about to go in this shit raw like a motherfucking surgeon, but you know I ain't. Nah, fuck it.
Oh.
Hey.
Yo, man, I appreciate y'all for coming through. For real. Yeah. I appreciate y'all for coming and freestyling, man. What time? Yo, tell everyone where they can follow y'all at real quick. Once again, before we get on out of here.
Yeah, you can follow us at Wartown Word Around Town. So
yes.
That's WARTWN and then Word Around Town.
Yes.
Like I said, it's an acronym. Follow us there. If you want to like find us all in one page, otherwise, we also have Kid Wolf, KIIDWOLFE.
Then you got Neighborhood.
VANGO, that's myself, and then Neighborhood Sparks.
Yes, with the Z at the end. Neighborhood Sparks. Z at the end, no S, Z.
Hey.
Like the last letter of the alphabet.
Yo, once again, man, I appreciate y'all for coming through. Yo, it's been Brooklyn Bandstand with the best in the world, Ben Lewis. Y'all can catch me on Thursday at 5 p.m. for Ben Talks right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Coming up right after this is the DMZ with my guy, Mike DeMayo, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Don't go anywhere. The DMZ coming up right now.
Hey.
Yo, every week this man got a dope playlist. It's dope music. Y'all gonna enjoy it. So don't go anywhere. The DMZ with Mike DeMayo coming up right after this. It's been Brooklyn Bandstand, best in the world, Ben Lewis. I will see everyone on Thursday for Ben Talks. Thank you to Wartown, Kid Wolf, Keys Van Gogh, and Neighborhood Sparks for coming through.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Truly appreciate it. Yo, we gotta do this again, man.
Now we can go get lit.
Of course.
That's right, man.
Now we gonna go get lit.
Everyone enjoy
it. Super lit.